No, it was good to be outside today. I think, you know, during the week, we were outside on Wednesday, went inside yesterday. It was good to get out here. The field's great, nice and soft, and I think it's good for on the guy's body. So we got Friday in the books, a little polished day tomorrow, and then go to Arizona on Sunday. I'm sorry, go ahead and
ask your question. What do you think of Landon? He's questionable.
He's questionable right now. I mean, got a little bit of work today. Didn't get much the other day, so we'll have to see when we get to Sunday.
He clearly wants to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definite.
Have you decided who your second quarterback's going to be?
It's going to stay the same right now, unless something changes between now and Sunday. Gino's still the second.
What did you do in regards to some of the special teams problems you had in the last game?
What did we do?
How did you sort of
firmed it up, got better at the basics, because that's really what it was. It was fundamental. So Tom and Dwayne spent a lot of time on that this week. And we did have pads on Thursday, yesterday, and that was one of the reasons that... You know, getting some fundamentals with pads on it was really important to us.
And you've got a lot of different players in and out. I guess special teams is one of those areas that might be affected. That a lot of people
anytime don't notice. Anytime you start to get injured throughout the roster, it doesn't matter whether it's starter or backup. The guy that gets affected the most is a special teams coach, because there's always a trickle down effect. And so if you lose a couple of starters, you know, somebody's plugging in for them. And so the course of the game, you don't, you know, if guys are 15 play drives, and then all of a sudden they got to go out and do special team snaps. Tom's always aware of that. So there's been some juggling, really, in all three phases, but definitely the special teams gets affected.
What's your sense of how much JPP can do?
Well, he got some work in today. You know, we'll see what we get tomorrow. You know, those guys, OV, JPP, those guys, they never like to come out, but we're going to have to roll some people through there, I think, yeah.
Has his hand gotten worse in the last week?
No, I don't think it's gotten worse. You have to ask him, but
just
it's not.
He hasn't been practiced a lot this week.
Yeah, it's been other things too, and we just wanted to make sure we had him fresh for Sunday. Really.
How ready is Romeo?
I think he'd be ready to go. Yeah, we got to make a decision there. We got five defensive ends right now, so I don't know how many we'll take for the game, but we'll see.
How would you look at Goodson's season? He got off to such a great PJ.
Yeah.
He got such a great start that he's just been, there's so many injury issues.
Yeah, it's just been one of those injury-prone years. And it's hard to get in the groove at any position, especially Mike linebacker. You know, it's quarterback of the defense. So it's hard to get in the groove when it's a couple games and you're out a couple. And I'm sure he's frustrated. You know, sometimes those high ankles, they don't respond real well.
Spags, I know as a defensive coach, appreciation may not be the proper word, but how much do you marvel at what Larry Fitzgerald's been able to do all these years?
Yeah, there's admiration and appreciation. He's been doing it at a high level for a long time, and he's a class guy. I mentioned it yesterday. Had some interaction with him at a Pro Bowl when he was in the Pro Bowl 1 year. But he keeps on doing it. I'm sure it raises the level of that whole offense to have a guy like that with all that experience. And he's got the competitive greatness, which all the great ones have. And he's a guy we've got to be concerned about, obviously.
Take two more. To activate all three quarterbacks, or you?
No, I don't think we'd be able to do that. It's just too tricky with 46, you know.
No Giants team has ever lost 13 games in the history of the franchise. Is there an added incentive to win this Sunday?
We haven't talked about that. That we don't really need any added incentive. We're trying to win a football game. Chasing that feeling of what it feels like in the locker room to win. That's what we're looking for.
So even though Davis took some snaps, he's still third on the pecking order?
Right now, yeah. Right now.